ocean.
Well, good morning, Germany, France, England.
In your sacrilegious, strengthening Frankenstein love cabinet.
Osaka, Japan.
Yes, you too will be elevated to the 17th level. The entire world must pay heed to what we say at this time.
The relentless pursuit.
Because we're not on sugar.
The assault of the show.
We're not on sugar.
As it's rolling down the road.
We broadcast our message over land or sea.
Yes, the material over which the broadcast goes is of no consequence.
Sorry, only one to a customer.
You can lay your material or lay on the material. Or lay your material.
It's a show again.
Yes, the Puzzling Evidence Show is happening now. I'm Dr. Howell and Dowell, and I'm anxious to tell you all about my award-winning course in sex and real estate. And with permanent induction into my undying cult, stronger even than the communists, the Masons, or the Ku Klux Klan, now you can say goodbye to back pain with my specially designed back support with Electrificator. I have an undulating lumbar panel.
And don't forget about
I wish you could see the show.
Your photo.
He's in one right
don't
now.
Don't forget your turn.
Hal's line and
your
there's extra bifurcator.
Press the
bit.
Button and the bifurcator goes
no, no,
into
oh,
swinging
no,
into
I was
action.
Really hoping not to see that.
Now
again.
You can be the Tyro of the dance floor, whirling like
you,
a dervish of legend
you
with a slight application of the electrical trick.
Your photo, not okay, well, yours, but Dr. Howell's.
Everybody's
photo.
Dancing with the show.
Belt
now.
Adjusts to fit waists from 27 inches
Howell.
To a portly 58
oh,
inches.
Away.
And as a free bonus,
special
you will receive two
occur.
Removable, reusable Jekko gel packs. These can be inserted for therapeutic, hot, or cold treatments. And you will also receive Dr. Howell and Dowell's Guide to a Pain-Free Back. Success in sex and real estate to help you increase the strength and flexibility of your spinal column. Remember, a 33rd degree Mason knows that there are 33 vertebrae in the human backbone. And on the 33rd parallel, John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Yes, right. The show's starting. It's, what time is it? It's 12:39 in the afternoon in Paris.
And do you know where your chillin' is?
It's 9:39 at night. On Guam. It's today there. Osaka, 8:39 in the evening is the shining path of least resistance.
Along the way.
For those of you listening in Baghdad, we can see who you are. It's about 3 in the afternoon. For those of you listening in Germany, what time would it be in Germany? Be like,
be full of care.
It's not just you. It's all you kids with your long hair and rock and roll.
I would have gotten away with it too if I hadn't seen you damn kids.
It's about caring.
Sharing and caring. Yes, there's a couple of nice girls.
Okay, now we're really starting the show.
Sharing and caring. Disco diplovertebra twirling on the dance floor now.
Oh, which reminds me, old Ivan Stang will be here soon. The next show.
Disco phenomenon. Chief among them, Philo Drummond. Shows them all how it's done with his patented maneuvers and moves.
I'm dancing right now.
And you're dancing with us, callers.
He's dancing as fast as he can.
It's
but
not really funky, but I'm dancing to it
the
anyway.
The sordid world of uppers, of downers.
Just yell, little
I'm
callers,
having a
yell.
Juicy weekend.
You're in on the party.
Of Oxycontin.
I'm living beyond my means.
Obama for president.
And the man in the suit has just bought a new car.
And I've got scissors in my hand.
With found in your jeans. Well, it's all very true and rather
I'm
sad.
I'm being given signals from the side. Calm down.
In this year,
back off the mic.
But now
way
we
too
know
close to the mic,
that in
man.
The
hey,
discovery
what's
of
that mic thing anyway? Get back.
Satisfy some inquiry.
Hey, I got a note here from the side. I'm sorry, special bulletin. Special bulletin, Dr. Howe. We have to push the web.
Yeah, okay, it's all push the web.
Now, what do you think this means? We're supposed to push the web. You know, the show is being broadcast on our narrowcast.
If you push the web, you get entangled in the goo, the stickum on the web.
Do we have push technology, though?
Then the spider swings
down
and gets
you. Are you talking about the technology?
Yeah, of course they are.
I'm not
we are
interested
the
in participating in that.
A little matrix battery.
I consider myself a little bit more valuable than to be
spider. And the show monsters ride around and look at us.
Can you use this show to unscrew jars that are too tight?
Yeah.
Someone else's misplaced enthusiasm.
And you can do that while you're better than my water
knows that I
said The application of the show is so broad.
Now I'm going to go and put
the one thing it can't do is let the caller know that they're with
the dark
us.
It won't ever acknowledge.
They're gone like little beasts.
Why doesn't the show acknowledge the callers when they arrive?
Is it some kind of ride of
passage? I'll make mental notes on my new edition of Solinus, which is to make my fortune.
Now, what do you think the Pope calls his private parts?
I want to go back to that very important question you just brought up.
Okay. Which one?
I think he just plasters over him.
Why doesn't
he's
the show
spackles?
Why doesn't the show
like you got his hair cotched in a grackle mist?
Right. Why won't the
doesn't
show
it already
give the callers a
no,
chance?
It's a mean
you
show.
You know me. I'm Manuel Typewriter.
You know, there's some
a contemporary
of the show
portable
that are not.
I've always felt
all the
love.
What of the
there are some right pieces of the show that are not. If you took the show and you divided it up into like 12 pieces,
a standard
there's probably at least 3 or 4 of them
keyboard
that would be nice.
Variable line space.
At least.
Yeah.
And when you
margin
were with those 3 or 4 pieces,
keys,
you would feel all lovey.
It's
and
like
heavy
a
and touchy
like a box like you get a box of chocolates. You don't eat all the chocolates.
No.
You know, there's always like 3 or 4 left.
You let the little caller have some of the chocolates.
It kind of goes back to that analogy I had earlier about the strawberry jam. That
you're
too
right
much of a
jam
good thing
jam
just jam can suddenly jam make you decide you don't care about
no,
that good thing for the rest of your life.
But okay, let's try this again.
That itself was an analogy
caller
of another deep, deep philosophical
you
conundrum.
Guys the callers a chance yet?
Yeah, we always give the callers a chance when they have the guts or the
everybody's
the
got
cojones to
a
jump
chance
into the mix and not just languish in the background
maybe
waiting for
more
their
than
cue.
A chance.
Right, but you're not pushing the web anymore, are you? Because
we
do
are
that.
We lost our push technology.
We push the web, but we put our shoulders into it and
then
we lean back.
It pushes back.
And we have our hairy toes and we
for
grip
every
right
action,
in.
There is an equal and opposite. Oh, this is hairy toes
and you have
right
to push
here
on
he
the
too
web
is entangled
right,
in
the
spider-like
push the
strands of
the but we actually have to physically push the web. We pick up big routers
and push ourselves out of it, but it's impossible.
And somehow that makes the web go faster.
Push.
But I get all dizzy.
You know,
it's busy?
Naturalists.
I don't think that's really us. I think there's some
years
other kind of linkage, some
how
other person that's responsible
spider
for that gap in your process
to place
there that
the
causes
on
you
the
to suffer
of
the web
its
gap
while we actually
so
are benefiting.
The drops
but it's not us. It's
of
just
the major
it's just
gap.
We're just
exactly
a beneficiary of a random process that
as
you
if measured by
the
most precise machine. Which could be meant
that you
could
use this
by
show
even get an Egyptian beer-drinking
juices
postal card.
But
sure.
No one
this
knew
show has blended
this
fruit juices for years. They used the show
it's a fruit-based concentrate.
They used to use this show as missile defense in the
50s.
They use it as part of their equipment there.
The Russians couldn't penetrate the show in those days.
Could not solve.
I'll say
they would fire the missiles and they hit the callers usually on the outside.
Now, what did they do before the show was born? I mean, how did they defend?
I don't know. Maybe the callers know, because that's long before I was here.
There wasn't any national homeland security.
Reward.
It was just
no
the show and some
how
jungle
did we survive
drums
back then
and some drunken
to
Navy
whoever
guys.
A
couple of drunk Navy
to
guys.
Science and the
and
world
nobody was really noticing
how
anything going
looked
on.
They
were just kind of going
stars
like this.
They were just like,
spider.
Wow, what a beautiful
managed
night sky.
To
there's no
place
threat to our
hey man,
adhesive glue
what's
on
going
the
on
strands of its web.
And the other guy just said,
that's your airline caller. That's what you say here.
Separated by an identical distance.
Sounds lovely.
Well, it wasn't long before some
so how long
kid
have you been a member of this crazy cult, Dr. Hal?
Like an ATM of puzzling evidence.
It is an ATM of puzzling evidence, and the card's free,
aspect
and you just stick it in
this
the slot,
kid sat
and out comes
the
evidence,
night
and you don't
tonight
know what to do with it, because it's
watching
puzzling.
The
you jump into
in
it like an Olympic-sized swimming pool, and you swim around, and there's your collars over there in one area.
ATM of flat.
Like the fake Amy Winehouse on YouTube. There's a woman who looks kind of like Amy Winehouse. She blacks out, cover her teeth. And she's puzzled by the evidence.
I'd tell you if I could, but
she gets all that.
Money. I need to hit McDonald's right about now.
I just need like
he's going to rob
Jack in the Box.
He's going to rob
Jack in the Box
food
tacos.
Aperture.
So go in there and get those tacos.
A
you get
there's not a lot of
two
money
for
in
a dollar.
Fermata.
I'll be Bob.
Are you guys
a
on moment. Highway 5 right now?
Go get about $12 worth of those two, those 50-cent tacos.
Did you hear the first part of the show? Drugs
unfortunately,
cool.
I
think he's recording.
I love
from
those tacos. Plus, I can eat those tacos.
I do not.
McDonald's tacos.
I don't know what's in them, but I love. No, no. I'm talking about. He said Jack in the Box.
I missed
it.
He's just naming off fast food joints
in there.
No, he's going to go rob a fast food joint.
Did you say anything about Dunkin' Donuts?
It sounds like a serial robbery.
Howland,
he's going to hit
what,
McDonald's, then Jack in the Box.
Then Wheaties.
Then Wheaties.
I found a whole human head in my breakfast mac yesterday. Was,
you did? Oh, man. That's
he must
have
had a big bowl.
After I boiled it and all the green went away, it was okay.
The
man,
the
brought the
breakfast
show to
mac. He had a breakfast mac. I like
that's
those.
A serious question. I have to ask.
Okay. All right,
that's why
go
we
ahead.
Do the series
all right, how many times do I have to send in my $30?
$30 down the pipe.
How many times? As many times as you want.
Oh. It's about
you can
times.
Buy several memberships for you, yourself, your
yeah,
friends.
Good idea.
Each
there's no
time,
limit to the number of memberships
you
to
will
the
receive
the
a separate membership pack. And you can, if you wish, be registered separately in Subgenius Archives.
So that you could, like, live several entire personalities.
It might be that the exists would look three times as hard to find you because you had multiple registrations. Don't
you
think,
Philo? No, in fact, yeah, that's true. And don't forget those that are like the scalpers that have
it's like
bought several memberships.
It's like an extra level of guarantee of
just,
safety.
Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you. They've bought several memberships so that they think that when they get up there and the pleasure saucers are filling up and the sex goddesses are herding us in like cattle, that they'll be able to stand up
there
at the front and scalp a few extra tickets. And, you know, I think that's a good idea.
Saucers of the sex.
Because there will be a lot of people trying to get on that didn't buy
their. If you're watching Channel X, you can now see yourself being herded onto the pleasure saucers.
A pamphlet alone. If the on the last day, we'll get you a seat in the ballast tank.
Demonstrate
of the
numerous
really?
Love making positions.
Yeah, you get a. It's not really a seat. It's not really a seat. It's sort of like an
pleasure,
oily spot. But you can sit in that oily spot for as long
spot,
as you don't slide
H
around.
Spot, and even
and,
spot,
and you can have that for just the admission
more,
of a
more.
Single
what
old
a deal.
Pamphlet.
What else is storing those ballast
tanks? Of the sex
what else they store? Just the sludge.
Oh,
and
I thought
the,
he said
get
ballast
ready
tanks.
For an exciting
no, ballast.
Workout.
That's where we put like the sludge and the sewage.
Got it, got it.
And all the old masks from that
every
from the,
pulsating muscle
TV
of
show
that
had the slags on
in
it.
Totally
yeah, the old
alienation,
mattresses.
Old mattresses.
And, you know, we'll be in there with the sex goddesses, so they'll be using up these mattresses rather fast. We'll have to, like,
and I don't mean
them
cigarette
out.
Butts from Earth. I mean cigarette butts from other places.
You can follow each
you mean
alien
cigarette butts.
Exactly
yeah.
Yeah, the cigarette butts, like, you can't imagine. One cigarette butt in one place covers five of our universes.
Yes.
Wow.
Great sex doesn't
but it gave me the power to kill
the audience.
Watch.
40. And on the pleasure saucers of
some
the sex
people use those
goddesses.
To make art projects.
You will
out
learn
of them.
How
you
to
know,
keep sex exciting
together
through your 40s,
things,
50s, and 60s.
Pretty soon they've got these
on these saucers you will see real couples
scare
demonstrating
off evil
techniques
demons,
taught by certified sex therapists.
Praying
also
to
included
all
on the saucers
night,
will be ways
night,
to overcome physical difficulties.
Foisting them onto
and
other cults.
Medical problems.
Lesser cults.
Yes,
cults that aren't quite as
this
powerful
will
as the church
involve
genius.
Do you like meet other cults in like you know like games or anything
oh,
like
sure,
that? Like
sure,
Olympics
absolutely.
Or something?
And you know, here's something I learned recently, is that if you're out hanging around in a bar, and you tell somebody, and let's say a hot-looking chick comes up and she says...
I like where this is going.
A hot-looking chick?
A hot-looking chick comes up to you, and you're a single guy. Let's just say you're a single guy. I'm just trying to understand this analogy.
Right.
You don't actually have to apply it to you, but...
Okay.
You have a hot-looking chick. You're in a bar. You've had a couple of drinks.
A nice
she's
glass
walking
of ice
up to
cold
you,
lemonade.
Yeah. Right?
Wait, I've had the drinks with her, and then she's walking up to me?
No, she's coming up to you with an extra drink.
Okay.
We've already got a couple
Oh, that's
drinks.
Nice of her.
We've taken a couple.
Yeah.
All
now,
I
forgot
is a
where
glass
the story
of ice
was going, though.
Well,
lemonade.
It has a nice ending.
Yeah.
Lemonade.
You know, kind of open-ended.
She never got there, though. It's
well,
like
it's like Zeno's Paradox. She'll
it's
never actually reach me.
Right. It's the Half-Life, Zeno's
right.
Paradox. She just always gets half again as close as she was previously.
And so by the end of the show, she'll be like within a fourth of an inch of me or something.
Yeah, you'll be able to be touching her by then.
Right, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the iPod Touch?
Or was there yes, exactly.
Microsoft Touch that I don't know about? I mean, didn't Apple steal that word?
Anyway, when she comes up to you, the point is, she's going to say something like, "Hey, what do you do for a living, big boy?" And you're going to say something like,
"I live in my van.
I work for the phone company."
Oh, okay.
I work down at Long John Silver's.
Joe Tech.
Yeah, I'm a member of the McDonald's Employee of the Month Club.
Wow, I'm pretty important.
Yeah, no, don't say those things.
Oh,
here's
okay.
What you
sorry.
Say.
Okay, let me
right,
back up.
This
a minute.
Is what
yeah.
you say. She says, "Hey, what do you do?" You say, "I'm a religious cult leader."
Ah, I see where this is going.
I'm a religious
hey,
cult leader.
What do you say?
Are you interested?
I don't understand.
It is a surefire.
You know what
works
women
every time.
You know what women like?
If what you do is clean out hog innards, you can become a cool.
Do you know what women like? Religion. Yeah.
Yeah, you say, "I'm a religious cult." You have to get the word
cult
in
thing.
There.
Yeah, I dropped that.
It sort of negates the religious part.
Only thing
and she
I'm
knows you're not
of.
Like a holier-than-thou kind of religious guy, but you're a cult leader.
And because
that means you've got this sort of evil side of your religion.
Evil, I guess.
Because it's a cult! It's an evil cult!
That's what's so fascinating.
But it's not really evil. It's just a way, it's just a come-on you use to try to get familiar with
don't
your
worry about the robots behind you.
Right. Can I have a beer now?
Robots behind us.
The beer, she's holding up. She's only a quarter
they really
inch
need
from you. There's already
robots.
Parts of your body that are touching you.
The filters
and you don't even know it.
That's working out pretty good.
Stay
Japanese robots?
Yeah.
Quarter inch away. Every parliament gives
is,
you
is
extra
wrong.
Margin.
Parliament gives you that, right?
The filter's recessed and made to stay a neat, clean,
quarter inch
away.
Is it a quarter inch or is it?
A quarter inch, that's pretty far.
That's a long time. That's a long way to not have any tobacco in there.
Tobacco tastes best when the filter's recessed.
What makes it taste best when it's recessed?
Well, they get a little air in there. That's what makes it taste best.
Now, everybody knows that straight tobacco tastes horrible. But if you mix a little air in it, it's good. It's good.
It's like ice cream.
Surely that the Native Americans wouldn't have thought so. They gave tobacco to the earliest.
Yeah, I love these guys.
Visitors.
They're hilarious.
From foreign shores.
Weapons of grass destruction.
They taught them how to smoke the pipe with peace.
Can you make me a copy of this one, too?
All right. Then they offered them
beetle covers on there.
Some soda crackers.
If you just come over to the house and bring them with you, I'll just put them in my little thing and it'll do its thing.
I'll do that when the amino acids are all over your living room.
That.
That's when I'll do that, man.
Yeah.
And I'll have to step over their bodies. That's when I'll bring them.
What makes you think you're going to be in the living room?
Well, that's better than being in the dying.
They're just a band, man. They're just a band.
Drive it or park it, lady.
Yeah, get it out of here. We don't allow. What does this look like, McDonald's?
I'm walking.
What's happening is they're just so excited about Reverend Ivan Stang and his lovely wife coming out here.
That's yeah, they'll
right.
be on the show
Reverend
next
Ivan
week.
Reverend Ivan Stang and consort
Jabber
Princess
John with the rest of us.
Are yep. set to grace
the amino
this
acids
bird
can't play live
sometime
on the show.
Next week,
man,
according
so
to a
great.
Little subgenius bird who whispered this in my ear. Hello,
they're on a tight schedule. When you get popular like that, when you do
those
mega city tours like they're doing.
Yes, it's true.
You just can't,
controversial
can't hang out
subgenius
with
church
lowly
founder,
artists,
Reverend
artist
Dr.
Babies
Ivan
like
Stang,
us.
Accompanied
I want to go to
with
this
gorgeous
place.
Starlet
huh?
Princess. We
I don't look
are
at that stuff.
Doe.
Where's
queen
that place?
All the
so
UFOs,
I don't ever go there and look
we'll
at that
be visiting
it's in
certain
India.
UN destined
yeah. There's this huge, massive temple there. And when the British missionaries
the
were there, they had the toughest time explaining what this temple meant.
To our fair city.
Well,
question. What will Mr. Stang, that high muckety-muck of the Church of the Subgenius, do?
Only if they get paid enough money.
He does not intend to interact with his faithful followers.
Follow-up story on its way. Semi-apolitical.
Watching this space. Until then,
they really don't practice politics directly. We just leave that up to Bob. Why would you care about that?
The show will end
Bob
in 1 hour and 7 minutes.
Bob.
And what is the most popular sin today? Has anybody thought about that?
chicken.
What's your favorite sin?
I did think about that.
What's your favorite sin, caller?
Subgenius forces are approaching from the north of the city. We're firing on them now.
Get them.
I think we're taking off.
Sandian forces by the standards.
Gentlemen, those are subgeniuses.
We're always in some state of taking off or landing, somewhere in between that.
How to proceed.
And we pay the price. We all come in here with our wallets open.
I'd like to give you about $1.50 right now.
All right. Well, that saves, like, your right hand.
I'm not following this very well.
It's a start, because once your right hand's on the pleasure saucer, maybe you can pull the rest of you in, too. Just for
if you get your right hand there and you go, made it.
Could
you kind of
tell me what
slide in the
Dr.
last
Sarazawa
second.
Is saying?
I can't really wrap my mind around that one.
I used to work at
your mind.
Unzip your mind.
You don't think, think about your religion.
I'm going to tell you about this story where I worked at this place where there was a supervisor that would sort of stand at the door with a stopwatch to see who was going to be late in the mornings.
Oh, the efficiency expert.
Yeah, so everybody had to be there by 8. So we would all be coming in the door, and they had this one guy. His name was France Lane. And France was always late. And so the supervisor's efficiency expert would be there with their stopwatch waiting for France to come in. And France would come in at like 7:59 and 47 seconds. You know, he had like 13 seconds to get there on time. And somehow or another, he would come in. You know, he'd make it most of the time. But one morning, the supervisor was standing there waiting, but there come France down the hallway, and you could hear him tromping, running. He had his shirt and his jacket in his hand, and he just had his tie around his neck with his bare chest and his socks in his other hand. And he came sliding in like a pro baseball player across the threshold of the door, and his desk is like 3 feet inside the door with his foot up, and he slides into this where his foot touches the desk, and then he yells out to the supervisor, "Safe!" It was absolutely one of the most hilarious.
The caller loves it.
This was this was like a regular place of business, but, you know, even the supervisor had to crack up with that one. There he was, half shaven, but in his clothes, half dressed. Then they made a rule after that you had to come to work with all of your clothes on. You couldn't just come in partially unclothed.
Spoil sports for fleshers.
Oh, if only you could have been there to see that with me, you listeners of the show.
Yeah,
it was so great. I mean, it's just so
about my current status. Your duty as an oppressed worker to steal stuff from work. I took all desks from the last place I worked. It was great in my apartment.
Oh, man. I still have a chair from one job I had like 25 years ago. And this chair is so good, man. It's hard. It's a hard chair.
But
it's good.
What a terrible price you must pay.
It's a hard chair.
Well, here's a picture of Philo burning in.
Wow.
What is it? Well, this is Christian hell. I just pasted and copied.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the flames of the pit of Abaddon.
Abaddon,
that's a lake of fire described in the book of Revelation.
But wait. I'm jumping over to the Islamic hell.
They have the Islamic bomb.
Oops, okay, here we go.
It's not the Islamic hell. It's the Islamic heaven. Look at this big bowl of raisins. Let's have some raisins.
I like raisins. Those raisins are actually virgins. Oh, you shouldn't have chewed them.
But they look like raisins. They may be virgins.
In one aspect, they are raisins.
Sex with a virgin.
In another aspect, they are virgins. You must have faith. You can't just start munching raisins. These are the sacred
faith. What do you have to do to turn them into a virgin? You just dip them in water or something and let them, like those little things.
You mean
that
they grow?
They grow to full size when you put them in water.
Is there water in the afterlife? I wouldn't
know. Yeah, there's like big buckets
of water. Is there air? You don't know.
There would be.
There's a designated spot. It's a lot like that ballast tank. You know, you have a greasy little oily spot you're supposed to sit on.
The thing I'm really concerned about is
you have to bring a towel, so you always sit on that.
The show member who is just the extra, because they're always the one who's
member.
Oh, right.
Who
The one, the expendable show member?
Yeah.
It expanded? No,
it's sort of like the hidden appendage, the one you never knew you had.
These callers are playing the part right now.
Just an appendix.
We need somebody for the aliens to go...
the unknown
parenthetical footnote to regular broadcast.
You were just walking along.
A tucked away memento.
You know, hey, Joe, what's going on? You know, greeting the people on the street.
Ephemera.
Stop you by a newspaper.
Becoming soft.
You get this feeling and you turn around and you suddenly see, I've got this other appendage back
drifting
here.
Drifting away on the ground.
How'd this get here?
A spider silk balloon.
How did this... It's not even a leg. It's some kind of another appendage.
A wriggling hairy
alien tentacle. Where did it come from?
Now that you mentioned leg, I'm afraid that reminds me of that terrible K-Rob edit on the bus where of the car crashes. Did you see that? A human leg flops out on the highway.
That was a treat. The one I was thinking of, maybe
the human leg
a
was a
one.
Treat. When you
no, not at all.
It's a full leg. It looks like a woman's leg right up to the thigh.
Three quotes of cable car accidents
of a crash
and
car crash.
I couldn't identify one of them. That was fun to watch.
Now you're
but lots of like
movie,
people, people flying off the cable cars.
Yes, it happens all the time
out of nowhere. Yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah,
because
the
rest of it was all done by
tragedy.
What's his name?
Wreck of the old.
I was on a cable car wreck one time.
Or
I jumped off and ran away.
Oh, really?
Bridge
screaming,
disaster.
Screaming.
The top of my
really
lungs.
Really got to be in like a real wreck in San Francisco.
Yeah, where they hit a car.
Soon would misfortune.
I don't mind sliding into work, but
all it means to you is late for slack.
Oh, when he slid into work.
We're at your Slack place now.
Man, that was like everybody in the office, all the other workers, you know, stood up and like cheered and clapped and everything.
Oh, I had to punch a clock.
Man, punch it hard.
A lot of people feel like punching things.
Yeah.
We're at your Slack place.
This was like one, it was the kind of job that was maybe one tiny level up from the punch clock place where they sort of trust you a little bit more.
But nobody
but
understands.
Not quite enough
Slack
to, you know, really pay you.
Is widely misinterpreted by snarky
sort of
writers
like
for weekly
make
locals.
Sure that you don't. They don't make you have to punch a clock. I mean, you can punch a clock. You can bring your own clock.
Well, if it's your own clock, it doesn't count if you punch.
29 minutes. So
yeah, it doesn't count.
It's have to be someone other's clock
you
that you punch
for
the transaction to have
to prove you're there.
Commonly does.
Punctuality is just so boring.
Because, you know, you could be just like somebody else punching, have your buddy punch your clock.
Yeah, you can punch in for your buddy, and your buddy can punch you in.
I used to punch Dr. Hal into the show when we had to punch in the old days.
You know, I used to have to punch in.
I wasn't even on the show back then. I was just
years ago,
I was a film inspector,
and I had to arrive at the plant early in the morning.
No, you're not getting pay, are you?
Well, I
then you don't need a time card. Okay, great.
I came upon a strategy to sneak into my post.
Sugar.
Yeah, now if you needed a
little bit
after
the
days,
start at 5 in the morning with
the trash truck would pull up and everyone would
file out. Now, if you take these jungle drums and play this evil chant
to their work
stations,
that will cause them to want to
back into the building, I would
go ahead, try it.
Sneak in with them. And then I would seat myself at my machine and hope my lateness was not observed by the boss.
Oh, imagine more jungle drums.
Mr. Drummond.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could see my letter that you copy Bob.
For the interdimensional
did you look in the...
Let me go look, Copy Bob. Hold on.
Okay, because Copy Bob said on the radio, it will become true.
That's like a magical
everything that
world.
I believe becomes on the radio.
Well, anything you say on the radio automatically becomes real. So, I just said rain, stop rain. But the show's ahead of me. How does this work?
Tremendous noise.
Okay, anyway, so then you said... Hey, did you get the letter I sent you? And then suddenly the letter shows up. So then I had to say to Philo, oh, you should go look because a letter just showed up.
A letter just showed up.
Yeah.
Plenty more.
Fractured English and all.
That might be about it now.
But the show's on life support, man, so be really quiet. hold on. I got to get this.
President.
Over the traffic of cities, over the rumble of wheels in the streets, are beds prepared for sleepers at night in the houses? No sleepers must sleep in those beds. No bargainers bargains by day. No brokers or speculators. Would they continue Would the talkers be talking? Would the singer attempt to sing? Would the lawyer rise in the court to state his case before the judge? Then rattle quicker, heavier drums, you bugles, wilder blows.
In the Philo Drum and Orgon, there was no show.
I just went to the post office, the show post office, and I found a letter from the caller.
I, Dr. Hal.
Here it is. I got it, copy, Bob.
Enacted on this same divan.
The old reliable snail mail.
I, who have stood by Thebes below the wall and looked upon
that's
the
letters. That's because you've got your postal workers.
Tattoo of the conspiracy logo with the copyright C and the pipe
conspiracy?
Hanging out.
Conspiracy? What do you mean?
Yeah.
The conspiracy now has its own logo, which you can wear on a T-shirt.
I have your,
oh, cool.
I have your,
I'll do that. Do I have to sell my soul to get one?
It's theirs already. All you have to do is type in your pertinent information.
I almost feel like the church is kind of like one of those gumball machines where you put your quarter in,
and then instead of a little
trinket or a toy, you get
your soul. Yeah.
You get a gumball of slack, which you can chew and chew.
But it's a tar baby gumball of slack.
Your jaw will hurt after a while, but with each
chew,
the juices of slack will run into your mind.
Oh, okay.
You get 2,002 mouth-watering chews in every chew of a slack chew gumball.
I'm almost kind of worried that I made fall into the category of being a subgenius kook.
Yeah,
subgenius
kook.
What?
Kook.
You mean
coot.
Like an old poop?
Yeah, an old coot.
Coot?
Well,
you mean like
you don't
coot,
mean like an old
coot. Okay.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to be a kook up in the 49ers country.
I come from haunt of coot
and don't forget, we got to push the web some more.
I'm still pushing. I
Are you pushing
still,
the web, copy
the
web.
The whole time.
But the stick on the web, that's
about,
what I was
trying to do. 94.1 KPFA in Berkeley, 89.3 KPFA in Berkeley, 88.1
the ancient
KFCF in Fresno.
Riddle was
and, of course, pushing the web.
KCFR in Chico.
Well, there, too. And
KPFA.org. Discovered the spiders.
Streaming on the web. It's streaming out
the
there
old time
now.
Whether naturals. You're listening or not, it's all over the floor.
And don't forget all those podcasts.
It's coming out of the plugs in your house.
The
There's the
kingdom.
Podcast all over
Motionless
the web,
for
We've
hours.
Found lots of places where you can get the puzzle.
The episode. Only way to take these podcast. Observations.
This
Though
is insane.
Everybody thinks you're crazy.
Is Dr. Hal still doing the
He's not doing the show anymore. He's never here.
It's happening.
No, then
all
we just
right.
used the Hal.
Every Monday in March and April, the Ask Dr. Hal show will be at 12 Galaxies.
Yippee!
And I, Dr. Hal, welcome you to my adytum of
horror. Does Frank Chu introduce you before every show?
Yep.
That's right, Pilgrim. And he's on the card. He's on the new brilliant laminated card, which advertises the Ask Dr. Hal show. You'll want several for bookmarks and mementos, curios, and sentimental
nostalgia.
And now, live! KPFA in Berkeley, the Puzzling Evidence Show, with your host, Puzzling Evidence, and your permanent co-show hosts, Dr. Hal, and Philo Drummer,
back at
and
ya.
Card House Robot, on drugs.
On drugs.
Thank you. Take it away. One eye!
You know, sweet potatoes are a nutritional all-star. One of the best vegetables you can eat. They're loaded with carotenoids, vitamin C, potassium, and fiber. Well, when you mix in unsweetened applesauce and crushed pineapple for extra moisture and sweetness, buddy, you've got a meal that just won't
quit. I'm getting ready here.
And now let's get back to the Puzzling Evidence Show with Dr. Philo Drummond.
Yes, thank you, thank you. And now a little side note, just in. This is just in. Breaking news. It says, it's a note that was pushed to me here, shoved at me. It says, I can't figure out what it means. We keep getting this cryptic message that says, push the web. And we're,
it's an error
message.
Is it
because we're on kpfa.org and you can listen to us?
What? Might be pushing.
And the show gets podcasted, so even if you don't care about listening to it in real time, you can listen to it whenever you want through this new technology. This new great technology known as
but you're
podcasting.
Saying that they want us to become pushers?
Yeah,
they want us to become
first one's
yeah,
free.
We're going to be pushing.
The first one's always free, and sometimes the second one, too. You know, That's a lot like the show. You have to listen to the show several times before you get the hang of it.
Really?
Is right,
that
caller?
How it works?
Right, caller?
I would say a good time is to at least to listen to the whole show while asleep. Just so it...
Let it percolate into
is
your
is that what you usually do, or what you're doing right now?
Let it seep and osmose into...
That's what you're doing, right?
An area of your brain.
It was.
You listen to the show while you're asleep.
Until you
call while you're asleep,
the anterior
right?
frontal gyrus. Now your brain is on drugs
and
ready to follow
us
to a new
literally
world
floating on
hyper-intensified sensory stimulus. Join us now as we slide down that gloriously delicious chocolate river through the land of pleasures and delights to egg on your face with Dr. Helen.
What about Fresno?
Puzzling evidence.
Oh, God, I just hit Fresno.
Dr. Philo Roman.
Yeah, he said, look out for Fresno.
What did he say about Fresno?
I heard it was a
shroud.
The fungus-shrouded valley. Where time
it's also shrouded with fog right now, probably, right?
Yes, there's a frog in my throat, too, as I swell with pride.
Shrouded.
Considering how Fresno's orchards and happy
fields. No orchards. All the orchards turned into houses and the fog blew out with the...
Make me
think. Man, you're ruining my heart and my melon.
And there's a water tower with an awesome weed design on it.
Fresh as the sunbeam.
Oh, man.
Glittering on the sail which brings our friends up from the underworld.
They do that for, it's a public service.
Sad is the
and
last.
You know, you can get stamps with your picture
which
on
which reddens
now.
Over one.
So if you were to go to the stamp store.
Sucks them all back down again.
You can get your photos into real, turn your photos into real postage.
So
and
sad.
You can actually turn Bob's face into real postage. It's really
the
easy
shows
to do.
That
are all over Fresno, actually. We have plenty of Bob poster faces all over Fresno. Posted to Starline, all over all
oh,
over.
Man.
All great. Over, man. You can print those all day off your guys' site.
Oh, excellent.
We should have a show in Fresno while Stang's here.
Let's
10 by
that.
10 posters of Bob's face. You guys are welcome.
We're going to have to do it at this caller's house.
Isn't there a way we
slowly
can do a
I
show
turn
in Fresno sometime?
Step by step, inch
Let's Josh.
By inch.
We'll stay with Josh when we go into Fresno.
Okay, you cool. must be Joshing.
We just need a place to crash.
I thought we were going to the Railroad Museum.
Like about eight of us.
Well,
yeah, we got to go to the Railroad Museum. Can you take us there?
Larger groupings.
Can you get us in the back or something?
Yeah.
Sneak,
you know
sneak us in?
May have existed in the early
like
years.
Sneak
to the back?
Yeah. Yeah. Sneak, no, sneak into the back.
Persist today.
The back?
The back.
Oh, the back.
Within
of the
center
back of the railroad.
Of an extremely dense
the
star.
The bat they found, and it turns out
yes.
the prehistoric bats didn't have pingers.
Neutron stars.
They
no,
example.
They didn't have echolocation.
Yep. They started, first they just smacked into things, then they smacked into less things.
No, they didn't. They had very good vision, and they were able to catch prey anyway. The echolocation
sure, they wouldn't
is
see
so
it
crazy
Bob's
on
face
top of that.
Is easily to
and
catch
then they just
a lot
moved to the night and had to say, I guess we're going to have to come up
night.
With something
right.
new.
His face
since we
is
can't
the one big
anymore.
Assembly of dots that shine in the dark.
I know, and each of those dots can see, so even if you rip up the little piece of paper that the Bob's on, he can still see you.
Now,
yeah, but if you stare at the face really, really long and you burn the dots into your retina, then when you go out at night, you'll look, and the place where the dots were will look like light.
Macular degeneration.
Or
this will be the form of the Dobbs head, as has been.
I can't get this Dobbs face off my face.
It'll never come away.
Oh, no!
Book of the Subgenius.
Now, a curious thing about these prehistoric
the
bats is
cover and
they had long tails, if you
examine
that
into an oversized
unlike a
puppy.
Contemporary
yeah.
bat.
And line your ceiling with it. It will actually like illuminate your room just
some
by itself.
Some prehistoric pterodactyloid
Look at that. It's
fossils.
Really working.
Something has illuminated this room. I'm not sure what it is.
Don't think it's
I think it's the sheer amount of toner coming
volume.
Off of my body.
There
actually,
is a lot of toner
more
in here.
Narrowly,
just,
a ramphorhynchoid.
No, think of it. There was a lot of toner in the early church.
Yeah.
Early ramphorhynchoids.
We used to wade
like,
through the toner
really
just to get inside.
Because of Bob.
When I would like
the
run up to the front, you know, where I do my part,
species,
and I would like be saying my,
the
say my
dimorphodon.
Sermon.
We're distinguished by
follows
my
running
I would
front,
run up to the front,
which
it
had
would be
long
like
tails.
Clouds of dust
in
of toner would be like stomping away from my football.
Go to left, little Simphilo.
A vertical fin or stabilizer, a rudder.
There was free
on
shipping
the end of
in
its
those
lengthy
days. They just wanted your business bad enough
to help
they'd
it
just
navigate
ship it for free.
As it flew about.
You didn't care because
in the prehistoric
you didn't
sky.
Know what it was. You were shipping even. You just put something in a box and then you'd ship it for
ship
free.
It. Just
wow.
ship it.
The great thing we used to do is just pick a random address
ship
out of the phone book. Why not?
Man, see, I said ship on the air, and they're calling on.
Uh-oh. They
like
thought you said one of the seven deadly words of Christ.
Extrasolar planets that reveal new planetary configurations to astronomers. Pentaquarks.
Well, try to call us, 848-4425. See if you can talk to this caller. I'm getting out of here.
In fact,
he's gone.
I propose that pentaquarks may involve two quark subgroups, which I call diquarks. These are quark-quark or anti-quark, anti-quark
particles
that have seemed to play only bit roles.
But we can't answer the phone because we're not on the right side of the board. We're on the left side of the board.
Of course, others theorize that the new findings rule out such arrangements.
He's got a robot in the other room that
it's probably
does some
best
kind of control
not to
thing
any
on
theoretical
a computer,
model
I think.
Stage.
Some kind of controlling mechanism over
what
there.
What is...
Remote
mostly,
control. Puzzling evidence is on his own, though. He's like driving down the road.
The,
oh, look
the
at him. He's waving at us out there in the street.
Promising field.
He's just driving around. Aimlessly now.
About the initial pentaquark sighting.
The show runs on its own.
We have discovered another member of this family. And this, of course, is the most exciting news for science.
You're calling through a skull club and it's slurping?
Spells? He can cast no spells.
A skull club. He's calling through a skull club and it's slurping.
Our oh, come on now.
Lurking.
That
did you say lurking?
Happen. I get a grip on yourself, man.
Hey, you broke another one. I heard it fall back there.
That was a watermelon.
Dr. Howe.
Yes, an excellent source of vitamin C and carotenoids, and it tastes great. Perfect for a snack at picnics.
He's
going to
come driving in here after picking up his donuts or whatever he went after.
I can pick up a lot of donuts on my proboscis here.
Yeah, you've got. I notice each night when you come in, your curved proboscis has several donuts.
Well, I've been having an elephantoplasty performed on it, and now I can curl my trunk with the best of them. Squirt water too, although I can't, of course, drink water.
They said our friends are over there.
That would be akin to water
bottle. Donut, jelly donut. Jelly donut.
Yes, it's the donut.
Joey donut.
The only difficulty is I sometimes
puzzling evidence
wonder whether
back.
I think the donut shops
right
are open by now.
Have done.
Yeah, we're going to go get some donuts. They do that at the end of the last
show,
too.
Perhaps I should go
all
the way and have
thing.
Some tusks.
I'll teleport to some from Fresno, the Fresno Donut House.
It's about
my grandma owns that place.
Man, do you ever get those jelly donuts and you just stick your tongue in the hole where they squirted the jelly in and then you just suck the jelly out?
Suck the jelly out. And don't get me with the sprinkles either. Right on the donut hole.
Angelic voices.
Just stick your tongue in the donut hole and suck the jelly out.
And the little donut said, well, bless my soul. Yes, I know all about that strange story that some naughty children
jelly
still believe
donut.
In
jelly
city centers.
There's that Atix Twin song, Jelly
Urban
Donut.
Urban herbal bicentennial blossoms.
You know what I've
bugs.
Got? I got some...
With macro earthworms... Each
those
in his own earthenware
herb. Waiting for me in the car
at TM Plants,
so
that's
going to
be good.
Where the plants talk back.
Taco.
I don't even need to freeze them. I just leave them in the car for a while.
No, they're pre-frozen.
Like a week or something? Or?
Man, I
in
just,
San Antonio, he took a stand.
I don't
like it was a taco stand.
Can you buy them frozen? Like
he left
a
trail of taco chips all the way
to the
Rio Grande.
And then they just deep fry them and they add in some lettuce and it's pretty whack.
Lettuce raisin
man.
Together.
Is it that delicious iceberg lettuce?
So is there a place you can
it's
buy them?
It's 99-cent tacos.
Most of an iceberg lettuce is below the surface.
No iceberg lettuce. It's grass.
A small amount.
Two tacos for 99 cents.
Above the meniscus.
Where the place that I go.
Two
tacos.
Yeah, two for 99.
Let us
they're 50-cent tacos.
Topped with grass
and
pepper.
Let it begin.
And they have
me.
Kind of a bean and meat. It's sort of a meat, a mix, a mystery meat.
It's a mystery meat.
It's whatever comes out of those big metal guns they have.
Meat guns.
Some kind of like snouts and udders.
Firing for democracy.
They take the eyelids and the udders and the snouts. And
eyelids of morning. Utterly beautiful.
Toenails, boogers.
Snouts right about
stuff
now.
Like that. I'll get thrown in there.
Yes, everything goes in but the squeal.
Yeah, who could resist?
We use every part of the pig.
I cannot.
Meats,
all kinds.
Yeah. Goat sphincter rings.
And actually, it's,
those are
kind of good.
Fried sphincter rings
I'm
are pretty
there.
Good.
I'm
the
there.
Riddle of the sphincter.
You got to get a lot of goats.
What's up?
Hey, you're getting my goat, man.
You know, because you can eat like 30 or 40 of them,
you
so
can
it takes
eat 3 or 40 of
them.
One is just fine with me. I've never
a whole bag
need to eat more than one goat in a sitting.
But it's good.
40 indeed.
We don't
That's
care.
Conspicuous consumption.
They don't actually call them that.
It's immoral, man.
Do they call them
think
onion
globally,
rings? Just kind of like a...
They call them onion rings.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
They call them onion rings. They call them Funyuns. Have you ever had Funyuns?
Yeah, I've had those once. You know, and then the hospital...
Hey, are you a preacher?
Excuse me?
You're a preacher, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
A creature
that
of
never
darkness.
Forget if they if she asks you what you do for a living, what are you going to say?
I run a religious cult.
That's right. You got it. Hey, they learned their lesson tonight.
Yeah. All right, going down.
Yes, that was the hidden lesson on the Puzzling Evidence Show tonight, and our callers learned it. We love $100 because our callers are like listeners.
You win. What do you win? You win the wage.
They're listeners that have taken action.
Can't buy that.
And they've dialed a number. That number is.
When you need a break from the action, Black will bring you satisfaction.
Except on the east side of the Rockies, it's 510-848-4425.
What if you're on the Rockies?
Your
brainiest can hear me? The pink mustard baby fetus testicle tri-rotary motor rotary here.
The mustard seed of faith, my boy. As long as you can embrace the face of Bob, you will receive slack.
There's a mutter mutter out there.
A face only a mutter could
eat peanut butter.
Yes,
I was there. I saw it with my own eyes.
Up in the sky. There are windy, he's flying so high. Up in the air, why? There's a free cloud. He's the kind of boy to make a mother feel proud.
What's a mutter? What's a mutter to do now?
There are windy, he's flying so high.
Did you say the show is weird? I'm sorry, you say the show is weird?
What?
I think we're in outer space right now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're cruising through
the Earth is a space.
Inner space.
Are going into space.
Space.
This is the part where we play the song.
Blast off. We're headed for outer space.
This is the Japanese version. This is the Japanese version of the song Goes to Osaka. It was played by Shining Path, so we have to play like 12 seconds of Japanese. So.
Isn't this the theme song to Angie?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That, brother.
For I am come to set a man at various against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall they be of his own household.
So Ramius hasn't called tonight? No pink babies?
Yeah, no pink babies, no. No pink boys?
The itchy Ramius.
No members of swinging love corpses?
You said
no hoboppers and Ramius?
No hoboppers. No hobobs, no hobros.
Yeah. Shit, I hate it when my Ramius gets whack with the young people. It's itchy like that.
Well, when you come to a fork in your constitution, you...
You gotta take the fork out and you scratch your ramus with it.
Well, if you're a thyrsus, not a florist, so you might enjoy the floridorus.
It's better if you have a fortine fork to scratch your ramus.
The Fortean society is rather heinous.
What do you call the spaces between the tines, Dr. Hal?
The interstices.
There you go.
That's our technical term for them little spaces between the tines or points, prongs,
spaces.
Whatever you want to call them, of a fork. And if you don't care for this information, fork you.
Have you ever seen the vortex that exists on the
fork-tex?
The fork-tex on the end of the interstices?
Well, the vortex took them.
Yeah, that happened to me a couple just hours away. Ago.
Did you ever see the movie The Day the World Ended?
I have a song where I use that as a sample on it.
That guy going, the vortex took him.
The vortex took him.
Yeah, really.
Just took him away.
And then they say, what does that mean? He says, I don't know.
The vortex took him.
The vortex
it just took him away.
The vortex took him.
Is that an excuse in the future? The
vortex.
Like, for my kids.
Vortex. The vortex took him.
Vortex took my damn kids.
But what does that mean?
Well, I don't years ago, dingoes would eat them. Now,
all I know is
what made Philo sing a terrible song.
The vortex took him.
And the caller joined in. Philo was just wo-tanning with the caller.
We didn't worry, we didn't care, we were stoking on our fine things and combing our hair. The six-pack was iced down
it's
in
time
the back
to set up
seat.
Your model train layout.
It was a stone cold groove. It couldn't be beat.
You know,
that's me.
Half the fun of model railroading is building your layout.
That's just a little me.
Setting up all that's those tiny little buildings and put tiny people
away.
Inside.
Yeah. Did you see little me?
You're
what'd you make that with?
For you are a king.
It's a gourd
who can do what you like with your entire miniature world.
Arizona
constructed and bought these sturdy ABS plastic rightly painted in detail.
That's one there.
These buildings are sized to be the perfect addition to any zero-gauge layout.
What'd you say about the internet? We're pushing the web tonight, you know.
Yeah, can I get another winner? Are you still pushing the web or what? I need another hit.
Everyone should get
we're going to push it a little bit more.
Yeah, you need to get out there to kpfa.org or quick, riveringbrain.com or subgenius.com and do some, just move around a little bit, create traffic, cause the static, the statistics to
change.
Great, let me
touch
that up.
Go through them like that.
Just touch
nice.
It with lights.
That's your YouTube pictures.
If you touch the web harder,
I was
going to
say, go through these
because
this is, hey man.
Can I get some web?
When we went to, I think it's when we went to Arizona.
Here, try this web.
Gary and me, and then also Death Valley just after that.
I'm
last
Arizona
September, which
myself.
I think I might call again. It goes really, really, really cold.
Baghdad, Arizona?
No, Death Valley. Nearby. And then I could go south to my friend's house and sit there for hours and hours. And I have volunteered, if it comes together, to sit there for hours with old 1981 original tape, 3/4-inch Betty Maddox of early subgenius activity.
So where's all these? Where's that at?
Just north of Sedona.
Cool.
Here, this is the Japanese translation for the show.
I like those
formations. I'm glad that's being done. The world needs to know sooner than later
in Jerome.
The show
Gary and I went
means
out in September. A quick rocket run in a helicopter.
Yes, rocket rookies or etherettes, we need you now more than ever to join in and join hands in the great circle of subgenius.
I know.
The time is keep
drawing near,
he's actually,
and the
he wants me to
pleasure saucers of the sex goddesses.
Doesn't he know you can't address Americans
soon
with that attitude?
Will you make the grade?
Yeah, we'll make
that
the war.
Question which should,
the little
nice, I like these rocks, man.
Little rocks.
Hey, I'm working on a. I'm going to go on like an RV thing. As soon as it becomes the spring. Yeah, as soon as it becomes the spring.
The flowers that blooms in the spring.
I got my special back road RV, super secret road map going out.
Damn, I think he's in the show
now. Where are you going?
It's, there's a fire tower and some ghost towns and some.
Where's the fire tower?
In California.
Some California. Towns. And some roads that are. You have
to
have
the coolest to retrace
a huge truck, four-wheel drive vehicle to get over them.
Like Central Valley?
Regular cars can't even drive over them.
Central Valley?
Here we go. We're four-wheel driving through your mind.
Okay.
And there's a back way in the
sugar mountain
and a waterfall.
Giant lakes full of donuts.
Made out of sugar and candy.
And custard is all over the mountaintops. It's hard to drive through unless you have this 18,000 wheeler.
Tasty goodness.
So great. Now,
when are you going?
Greek philosopher.
Right now.
I'm
going
to go probably May.
You may.
It's probably going to be May for it because at that altitude is doesn't thaw out before.
Right,
you know.
Talking about where are you talking about over the Berlin Ichthyosaur type of place?
No, that's the other place I want to go. Berlin, go over to Nevada.
I was thinking it'd be fun to retrace those steps where you and I went up to the fire tower, the observation, fire tower, and then go along that ridge to Alta Slack or something.
Alta Data Slack.
We went along that horse world long time ago. Here, I'm just typing this in, of course. And,
what are you talking about now? That wasn't
when you go up Bakersfield and you go up to the fire tower and then along the
ridge. You're like Elsinore.
Yes, he's right here. Hold on, it's for you.
Okay.
Hello.
Philo gets so many calls from eager subgeniuses ready to be personally initiated into the mysteries of the
cult. Don't say hello.
But there was parties.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Friendly.
You have the comic character.
Dick Cheney and Nixon.
We don't allow any politicians on the. It doesn't matter how many.
We're online killing politicians.
Pretend to talk to the caller.
And you know, lawyers can't go to some genius heaven either.
Barack Obama.
No lawyers and no politicians.
Baraka was a soldier of another realm from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, well, he served. He was a murderer.
See, that's the problem
and
with
also
this is
on,
that Mortal Kombat exists on the radio show, but Obama does not.
No.
Baraka. This is the non-reality show.
But
this
we've got a, lighted cabooses and
we don't
cars.
Acknowledge political stripes
no,
of any
stuff
color.
Is
uncompromising quality.
The world. Right
now somebody will say, he said the word color, and it was
die-cast
only like
metal
one
steam
sentence
engine.
After somebody else said Barack Obama. Baraka. He must be saying something, some kind of a racial comment. Because I use color.
There you go. You just
I use the word color in a different sentence.
Five colors, yellow, black, and red, and green, purple.
Yeah, we just use the primaries because that's all the cells in the cartoons.
See?
Use
a penny. You can't do that except on the show. We don't do that.
That's what shorted out the show just now. Yeah, don't use a penny.
Oh, a nickel then.
Okay.
Yeah, because the copper. But you know, there's plenty of. There's as much copper in a dime as there is in a penny. You know that, right?
Kind of like a razorhead.
Razorhead?
Yeah, and there's as much nickel. There's as much nickel in a quarter as there is in a nickel. Did you know that?
To the center of your mind.
And did you know there's as much chrome in a half a dollar as there is in a nickel?
Now there's a melon scratcher for you.
Did you know that teenagers think that the movie of Nicolas Cage, National Treasures, is a documentary?
Yeah. Well, it is. That stuff is true.
That ain't no doc.
There's a whole subgenius, subterranean world under D.C.
Absolutely.
The bottom of DC.
I think that's true.
That's why the Freemasons exist, is that they keep all that stuff for us, you know?
What about the expensive Masons?
They ran out
we'll
of...
We'll never
they,
know how.
They went away because they were too expensive.
We're not those
people. People decided, totally expensive Masons or Freemasons? I think I'll go with the Freemasons.
Well, then there was Marshall
you get more
Mason.
For your, you get more bang for
Jim
your
Mason.
No buck.
Yeah.
Jackie Mason. Mason Reese.
Yeah. Mason Williams.
Mason Dixon. And Mason Jar.
Okay, so anyway, Jay's got another 30
got
minutes
the,
of show. What are you
going
to do?
That's right. Are you going to edit
I'm
it down?
Falling apart
insert
now.
The sword.
It's been so long
effects,
since I've been on the show. My show muscles are all flabby.
Yeah, and you got to get in shape here because there's going to be a subgenius hurricane hitting your place.
How about some acupuncture?
I'm going to have like. Some geniuses at my house.
Old band, X-Day people
amino
that didn't
acids
die at the
members.
End of the world.
The amino acids are going to be in town this weekend, too.
You
can't
catch this giant octopus.
Where do I have to go?
The amino acids are going to be at the Hemlock tonight in San Francisco. They're going to be at a warehouse in Oakland tomorrow night and or Saturday
stones.
Night. And
Saturday
I'm
night,
sure
I'm going to perform with Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum.
Oh, you're going to miss the amino acid show at the warehouse.
Oh, that
in
is
Oakland.
Indeed regrettable. This coming Saturday, you mean the day after tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I will.
But that's now, if you really, really, really want to see them bad, if you want
to
see them bad, you can go tonight. There's playing at the Hemlock tonight.
Well, I thank you for telling me that.
No, President, stop.
The Hemlock is over on off of Polk, you know, in San Francisco. It's
yeah.
A little divey little bar
are you
back
going
there.
To
I probably won't make it tonight. But I will. You should go. You should definitely go. Take pictures and stuff. Wear your Bob shirt, you know, and they'll all salute you on stage. Yeah, 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 yeah.
They'll salute you with a tossed bushel basket of wet garbage.
You know, my little 20-month-old daughter can do that now. She can strum her throat and raise her arm up and go, yeah, 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 yeah.
I guess Lamarck was right after all.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
there's
you can be the,
so much to do. And
the Governor Rocknar of the show.
Yes, he'll be calling at any moment.
Don't they do BG covers?
Who's that?
Amino acids?
The Bee Gees? Oh.
I think I have an idea for you guys' next book.
Okay, we're all ears. We're stopping the whole show for you.
I think you should do just a coffee table hardbound, you know, copy of all the art from the art minds, like the best of the best, and do it full color. I mean, I don't know how much that would cost.
Okay, I'm writing
but
this down.
People might say, hey, it's on the internet for free anyway.
And
why?
Then you just want to sue us. See, you want us to publish this thing and then sue us.
It would make a good coffee table book. You're right about
really
that.
It would. If you just called it like the...
Because I have a ton of that art. I mean, not the art, but the photos. Right. My thing is, I have years of photographs from the early days from the unrecognizable old guys.
I also think that you have another night of...
Yeah, I think so, too.
Puzzling gets assassinated by Bob.
Yeah. That would be cool, man.
That would be cool.
Redemption.
Yeah, puzzling, that would be evidence. Funny.
Bob, it's
if
like
we could
that
find a
whole
good
thing.
Yeah,
like
so.
Revenge of the...
Revenge
Bob.
Of the... Right.
What if JFK came back through Dealey Plaza, but this time he was packing heat. And then as soon as... And he was hunkered down in the back of the limousine. And as soon as they come around the corner, he and Connolly go down with they pull out their big bazookas and stuff, and they start taking out the whole top of the Texas Book Depository and just blow it away. Then they blow away the grassy knoll, and then they just blow away the place where the guy was in the gutter there, and then they blow away the place where the guy was behind the fence up on top of the.
Why? Why is there such a sense of violence in this church? I don't understand.
Yeah, because it's a guy thing.
Well, they don't have to use bazookas. They could use. They could shoot flowers at the cops.
Flowers.
Really
hard packed.
Ross McGowan with a machine gun leg. That's subgenius.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sorry.
Rose McGowan. Yeah. With the. Yeah.
No, Ross McGowan. The guy from
Ross
France.
McGowan.
So when will they? When will they unplug the chainer?
Planet Terror!
Name anyone, and that's what they'll be doing. It's so incredible.
My legs are on fire.
There you go.
Help me, somebody. Help me.
That reaches way back. That's what the japes are.
I require assistance from anyone. My pedal extremities are initiating suffering combustion.
But back in the days when Philo was so secret, he couldn't even come to the press conferences.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
I always wanted to know why Philo had to disguise his identity. Because
he was the...
He would be...
Because I was the inside guy in the conspiracy.
Exactly.
I was the man on the inside.
Secret.
And still is, but it's a different world now.
I was the guy that, you know, was like feeding the secrets to the church that were the conspiracy secrets.
Oh.
See, I was Bob's man on the inside, so I had to keep my identity...
And yeah, what's the YouTube movie?
Now
you
I don't
go
worry
see?
About that anymore.
What's the YouTube
original,
movie?
Original
Bob's Lunch Hour.
Yeah, Bob's Lunch Hour.
Go to lunch.
You
Bob's
for
Lunch
Bob's
Hour.
Bob's Lunch
YouTube.
Hour. And you can see my face. Bob's
my
Lunch Hour on YouTube
face.
Is does have long pictures of young Philo, and then the Philo of just 1 year ago as well. You'll have to see why they would even be related to each other.
Well, Bob.
It's a long video. It's about 9 minutes and 31 seconds. But you won't care because you'll be laughing and crying at the same time. You'll be holding your sides as you laugh your jolly Santa laugh. Ho, 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 ho. That makes me hungry laughing that way.
Really?
Yeah.
For what was it? Fried,
for
fried
my,
samosas and sticky rice.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go get sticky rice. I think Sunday morning.
Sounds
go
good.
Go to the Buddhist temple and they sell that sticky rice out in
they
the
sell
garage
it?
And back. Yeah, they have
what do they use?
They
what
sell
do they need
it
money
to
for?
Foreigners
for
excitable
religion,
foreigners,
churchy stuff.
What if the Buddhists need money? Money is so transient and
it attaches you to this material plane.
Yeah, it's so materialistic and transient. And they,
no, they're
and
just so far beyond me that I don't think about it. I just look at that fried chicken. And the,
just give
and
them
the,
money.
And the sticky rice. And
how
the
come they don't give
salad.
You money and then give you the fried chicken, too?
Well,
there's
what I get is
chicken?
Better than money. That's what they tell me.
You should tell them that you're religion, a religious yeah. cult leader and it's against your religion to have to buy things from other cults. It's is your religion to
really,
get things for free
that.
From other cults. You say
caller,
that to
do you
them.
Think I could just say that?
Yeah, because no, it's your religion,
you
man.
You want, as long as it's on the radio.
It's your religion, well, and you right. have to that's approve
right.
of
that's
it.
That's right, because Philo or whoever said it on the radio, it becomes true. Therefore, it's already happened, pretty much.
Already it
happened. It's, your, it's better, the law right? of...
Don't you feel better?
It's the law of predictable sustainability.
The law of the jungle.
There it goes. It's my ear.
What?
What was that? Caller, what was that?
It was the seven-bladed windbreaker of the...
No, oh, okay, seven-bladed windbreaker. Oh, Secret Service.
Yes, some wind was
broken. So what is that operating on its microphone?
What's going on? Operational difficulties here.
Call it, hang on.
Hang on, caller. Hang on.
Yes. From my course in sex and real estate, you can experience wild ecstasies like these.
Hal's been pushing that sex class for so many years now.
It works. You know.
I have many enthusiastic students now in their 20th year.
So he hands them a little Xerox of Bob, and then he watches them at home.
Well, that's only part of it. That's a simplification of what we actually do at the Institute.
Look at them teaching the finishing school for
we start
young Bobites.
Small, bland, inoffensive Bobs. Bobs that wouldn't cause anybody to be disturbed or even put them slightly out of
They're like little puppy
countenance.
Bobs. Yeah.
But as the time goes on, we put more and more
so
of the fully adult,
rub their ears
uncompromising Bob into the equation. Until finally they're so saturated in Bob that
area.
They don't know if they're
it's
coming
so
or
It's so sweet.
Going.
You just love a little doggy.
Finally, the great day comes and they graduate from Bob University.
And then they become
a robot army of Bobs themselves.
The false Bob Robot Terrier.
More and more Bobs. Because as X Day approaches, we need to convert as much of the normal population as possible.
Did you know those dogs are actually rare species
of
rats?
Easy and secure.
Yeah. It's a
then we shall be seized up into the clouds in the rupture, in the glory and dominion of the pleasures, awesomeness of the sex god.
Philo said rats, the whole show went weird.
Rats! Yes, rough on rats shall be the heat ray projectiles of the space vixens.
Yes, I have some heartbreaking news just in. Yes, in Kiev's Veskrenskaya Vekhomolsky, which is the All Ukraine Gazette, reported.
All you can. Ukraine-y?
A tale of
Chicken
mistaken
Kiev.
Identity that endangered a child and left its parents thunderstruck. Victor R. returned from an unnamed foreign destination with what he thought was a bull terrier puppy for his wife and son as a gift. At first, the animal ate normally and did not demand much attention. But the paper said that on the sixth day, the parents were awakened by the screams of their three-year-old whose ear was being chewed off by the animal.
What animal?
The child was treated for minor... The bull terrier puppy.
Oh, the bull terrier. Oh, yes, that's
the
terrible.
The child was treated for minor wounds, and a veterinarian informed the parents that their pet was actually a rare species of Pakistani rat, which in its early stage of development resembles a bull terrier puppy.
You ignorant corn huskers. You were making a big rat chaw on your kid's ear.
Those Ruskies, they ain't so smart after they follow the Berlin Wall. I don't know what happened to them.
I don't think they've got more sense.
Should have put that wall back up. See, they did. Gorbachev did. I'm not going
to
talk about
that.
Time
to
Gorbachev down and chow down.
Our listeners,
we're going back to Ulaanbaatar.
Delicious.
When we were in Ulaanbaatar, things were different. They had the Master Bator up there, and we were Ulan. You were Ulan, and I was Elon.
Well,
in that town,
you say
that
so.
Wonderful town.
Wonderful people, places to go.
Slouch over here, put this parka on.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking into the homes of
yeah, it's made by of dog skin, I know. Takes 10
like
puppies to make a coat like
black
this.
Black block. It covers the entire...
I think it's called the coat, isn't it? It's a Yeah. Time travel movie.
I know, The Code.
Is that what it's called? The Jacket. It's called The Jacket.
The Jacket, yeah. Peak.
And you ever seen that
Jacket.
One?
Yeah. I mean, Jacket.
I like that.
That's what these are.
I like
where
that.
Where he's zooming around in time. Because these I forgot why The Jacket had to do with it. But yeah, it's a cool little movie.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different one. I don't remember the time element of it.
In,
oh, yeah, like it speaks.
He's a mental patient from the war.
Oh, no, that's not
World
the one
War,
I
Vietnam
know.
Or something. And he zooms back and forth in time, saving a couple of people. Called The Jacket. A little cool movie, but very interesting. Okay, they're all dead.
Are they? Cellular activity is going on in these remains, even now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. We can't shove them into space, then. We'll have to carry them all back to Earth as we park the building and end the show in 17 minutes. Then you'll all be free.
Free!
So next week, and next week we'll have, the Stangs will be here.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Here they come on the airport. And this is a virtual version. This isn't the real one.
But not Bubba Free.
Because we don't even know what Stang, what form they'll take.
A.K.A.
They might Michael not even Pepe. Look like people.
Hey, you know, ever since Michael Pepe did get on the internet, he doesn't call like he used to. He's
yep,
like
he surfing doesn't, all the he time. Doesn't even internet me.
He doesn't? Is no, he on the
internet? That internet will get you.
I know, that's what I'm worried
he's probably
about.
Hooked.
Probably is. He's probably watching a Sterno. Is that what it's called? It's Sterno, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
When will they unplug the Janer machine?
What about the Janer device? You can see the Janer device on Haight Street pretty much in the middle of the week all the time, up in the upper Haight. On the right now, on the south side of the street, in front of the old abandoned framing shop, because that's part of the strategy. He has to be in front of somebody's business where they won't complain about him. And Janer Device will go through the entire show for you, 3 minutes at a time. And then he's down at Santa Cruz maybe this weekend. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
It takes 3 minutes to do his entire show now?
Well, that's, yeah. And he doesn't have any of the, oh, I guess, I wish I could get that on tape. He described being attacked by three different times. People completely destroying his Mr. TV thing. Just like,
oh, no.
Going crazy. You know, with a skateboard, one case, he just completely, literally demolishing his entire set. And a couple times people just derange, kind of stumble into it and knock it over.
So why the kid, did he ever find out why the kid demolished?
No, it's just living on the in the Haight, you know.
The Haight.
Probably tired of seeing it. He'd seen it too many times. It's like watching the same episode of I Love Lucy, you know. So does he have like any new episodes?
No, it's pretty much the, you want, don't be negative. Over and over again, really.
Don't be selfish.
Don't be selfish. But I was just thinking the elaborate, wonderful, I have that whole, which will be YouTube soon, the whole you making the, you in charge of his set making years ago.
You have that? Cool.
Yeah, I have probably at least a good.
When I became like the leader of this great idea into being the slave.
Yeah.
Yes.
And working for Janer.
And working for Janer.
And we had to wait for Janer, yes, and then we had to do what he said.
What a nightmare.
And then he left. And he left with a wonderful ghostly throw-up doll.
He had a ghostly throw-up doll, and he had a spinning head doll. And remember made that spinning head doll?
Yep. It was pretty elaborate, and all that's gone to history now. As do all of the.
So we should just talk about that part during the show now, like.
Yeah, that's a standard Janer traditional
device
part of the show.
Silliness, yeah, endless. Because he'll be on here at some point.
He's like,
he will,
yeah.
Eh?
He just says, "Okay, now this is the part where
he
the head."
Could say,
I told
to
him
goose.
Not the next show, though. Okay. Not the next show. So.
And why are you reserving the heavy guns for the final blast of? Well, I suppose it's just a programming note.
That's right, because the next show will be...
Because the heavy guns are...
Ivan Stang.
Yeah, it'll be two
partisan. It takes a lot of effort to pump your guns up.
Bug
like
Girl
that.
Will be here.
Or your gums.
I have no idea. Bug Scott Beal will be here.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm making this up. John Mall will be here. As long as I'm making stuff up, anybody can be here.
Right.
Yeah.
The guy who runs Dream Fluff Girl Donuts will be here.
And we're going to have, like, the Disney characters will be here, right? Moomy and Gippy and John Paul.
It's possible. You know, they might rotate them out of retirement.
I'm unlocking the files here. But I think you know more about them than I do.
Yeah, we're going to have Gapo and JoJo and Dee Dee and Boopo.
Floppy and Pepe.
And Digger. We're going to have Digger.
Yes, in the garden.
Can you get that thing open? Or,
no, I'm trying.
You're just getting ready to lock up the show.
It's a really big
night.
File. Yeah. I'm trying to do this a little bit early.
Yeah, I noticed that lately you've got like a routine where you start shutting the show down like 30 minutes before.
Yeah, because nothing happens. I mean, you guys just talking. Who cares?
Yeah, we're
Janer
just talking.
Janer that.
We're
yes,
just putting
people
our
must understand
eyes.
There's no fixation on Janer here, although that may...
Now, speaking of Disney characters, you know, they have trouble in Disneyland with those poor people inside the Disney suits. They're always getting knocked down. Sometimes they're literally getting pummeled by teenagers. Where a teenager will just walk up to a Disney character and just cold cock the Disney character. Encased in bulky headpieces, most of Disney's costumed characters have a limited view of the crowd. And they'll be walking around for 30 minutes.
Did you read, the guy who wrote Fight Club, Chuck, what's his last name, Palahniuk or something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah.
He put on a costume
Chuck
with
Polonia.
A friend of his and went into downtown Portland. And he had the same problem. People were coming up to him. They, you know, they feel emboldened if they can't see your face.
And they, yeah.
And they were punching him. And I mean, yeah. And he didn't do anything to them. He's just standing, you know?
Yeah. Handlers with walkie-talkies are nearby, but problems still occur.
Don't wear animal costumes.
No.
Yeah, don't be plushy.
If you wear a costume...
Yeah, well, that's that, you know, just came to mind was that...
Wear an ape suit so that you can see them and then punch the...
Right. In San Francisco, remember in San Francisco, there's a whole lawsuit of one of the top captain's sons beating the radio show out of a guy because he had a little sunflower suit on.
Oh, really?
And he had a burger thing, and the cops said, I want the burger. Said no, so he went nuts, and it's a huge damage suit, and I believe
the cop beat up the guy.
Yeah,
nice.
The cops in San Francisco are bad. They're evil.
Well, this one guy is kind of out of hand, so he would hate the show if you were here right now.
Where are there good cops? So I can
at Burning Man.
All right,
the Rangers are really nice.
I like the Rangers.
They don't beat you up when they're busting you for pot.
They just say, hey, man, when you leave here, be careful because of the police. The bag of pot goes out the window.
Into Puzzling Evidence backseat.
Because I don't want them to get in trouble, so I would collect it before they got in big trouble with
that's
law.
Now,
that's
right
handlers,
nice of you.
Some of these characters have handlers with walkie-talkies, but problems still occur. Children yank the tails of Pluto and Simba, sometimes
problems
hard enough to rip
occur.
Them off. Sometimes
yeah, those kids are rough on their
listen to
foot.
This. Sometimes they throw up on the expensive handmade costumes.
Oh, no. Those little
on
brats.
On purpose.
And performers who play Snow White must be trained to deal with men who occasionally grope or talk dirty to them.
Yippee!
Oh,
they
thank
dare
you.
Talk that way to Snow
wow,
White.
Thanks a lot.
What on earth?
This is a Valentine gift.
All right.
Wow.
No kidding. Oh,
Eddie just brought us something nice here.
And what
I can
would
tell
be in
it's
here,
wrapped
I,
in foil,
I
so
like
it's got to be a food-related thing.
Yes, it must be a special treat.
Thank you.
I'm unwrapping
this is
mine
great.
Right now.
Yeah, I'm
no doubt
unwrap
it'll
mine.
Be a juicy piece of, well, what on earth?
It's like aromatherapy.
Ah, I guess Dream Fluff won't be getting any traffic tonight. Then we won't be eating those donuts. I'm going to eat mine on the way home. That's good. Thank
delicioso.
You.
Delicioso.
Yeah, I better eat it now. I can't wait till on the way home. I'm going to eat it right now. This is great.
Hits the proverbial spot.
Nut bread. Well, should we describe this elegant bread that we're taking up almost dead air with?
I think We went out the little iPad. Mass-shaped this bread and broadcast at the same time.
Ah, this is great.
It's cartoon bread.
Yes, it's boingy, springy.
It sure is.
But I can't eat too much of it. Wouldn't be good for me, but I'll just have another bite.
Mm-mm. Do you think you load your parachute in backwards when this happens?
Yeah,
you know,
could.
You're being
yeah,
distracted.
I don't want to because that would take us right back to the beginning of the show.
So if you... Oh, wait.
You were parachuting backwards?
How'd that happen?
We're jumping way ahead here.
Jumping the gun, fooling the listeners?
Listeners almost got shortchanged there.
Mmm. They sure did.
It's just a cartoon, though.
We wouldn't want them to get short shrift.
No. You certainly don't want to be like that widow in London.
Which one?
That poor widow.
Not more violence.
That poor widow, yeah, the one who wanted to become pregnant with her husband's sperm after he died. But the British court Thursday said she doesn't have his written permission, so she can't.
Oh, sorry.
What's it to them? What is with government?
Nosy Parkers minding everyone's
yeah,
business.
Yeah, what is with government?
I don't get it.
What's the deal?
What's it for?
When do they start doing stuff for us?
When does that happen?
I'm waiting.
Just who are they helping?
They're just laughing at you,
enforcing
man. I hear them laughing.
The government's laughing at me. That's horrible.
Government collectively just laughs at people. Listen, they're laughing now. That's the government laughing at
us. I'm
going to
go home.
I'm leaving too. I can't believe it. Let's just get out of here.
They're all laughing at you.
They are.
Oh, no.
All of them are laughing.
The government.
The government employees
laughing.
Have to laugh.
Government.
Did you know they get paid extra when they laugh harder?
Didn't know that.
It's true.
Is that
a
local?
Government employee can get like double
local
time if
federal?
He laughs all day long and
state?
Doesn't do any work?
All branches?
Pretty much all branches, but county is particularly bad if you work for the county.
See, I work for the county.
You don't have to do any work.
Yeah, I learned that.
You have to make it look like you do work. And if there's any problems, you have to figure out ways to blame it on everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If there's no work being done, that's a problem.
Yeah.
As long as you blame it on somebody else, no problem.
Exactly.
Wow, no problem at all.
County government has got to be the greatest scam going.
That was one of the
early
sub-genius jokes.
I wish I was
like
a county government
county law
boss. Yeah.
Sterno's county
so
law.
So I could just make money. Just
you ain't gonna
fleecing
get
the taxpayers
down,
for nothing,
awesome.
Not give them anything.
3-hour lunch breaks.
And so
wow.
Janer did not get rabbit's feet.
Driving around the entire county
in
your logging truck.
Well, we had to run. We had no
truck. I don't know anything about that.
It was a close campaign, but Janer was not elected.
I'll take less work and divide it amongst more people.
Brilliant.
Many hands.
You're hired.
Until finally,
light work.
I'll have no work divided amongst thousands of people.
And so President Philo ascended the steps toward total world domination.
Make riding no parley.
Riding at
stop
the rooftops of the county government scam.
Can we get
mind
some? Can we get some county
team.
Waterboarding? I mean,
mind
can we get that down to the county
waterboard,
level?
We're just going to waterboard
mind
crap
not
out of
the
people.
Old man
oh, that's
going to
be awesome.
Yeah.
Let not the child's voice be heard, nor the mother's entreaty.
We're going to get our enemies.
Yeah.
Make even the trestles.
Like another county? Other county governments?
We love other county governments. We hate the people that aren't members of government.
Oh, okay. Non-governmental.
That's why we take their money from
them. Right, got it.
So loud.
Hey, we got enough money. Let's go.
Okay.
I'll go to the deck right, is he? Now I'm in.
Evil moments.
Mm-hmm.